Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Monica Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A. Monica Rivera is a 55-year-old woman who reports she injured her left knee at work on 6/25/22. There was water on the floor and she slipped and twisted her knee. Appeared she heard something pop in her left knee. This took place in the scope room. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. She had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. She did undergo surgery involving meniscal repair and knee replacement. She has completed a course of active treatment. New paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Rivera alleges she slipped on a wet floor and injured her left knee. Treatment records show she was seen at Jefferson Occupational Medicine on 7/29/22. She complained of pain in the back of her right knee after an injury occurred on 7/25/22. She was an endoscopy technician for the insured. She was diagnosed with left knee pain and instability and was quickly referred for an MRI. She was also placed in an ACE wrap and on activity limitations. Left knee MRI was done on 7/30/22 to be inserted. These results were reviewed with her on 8/3/22. Her pain level was 10/10. She was then removed from work and prescribed naproxen. Specialist consultation was advised. The paragraph, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, on 8/5/22. She was ambulating with one crutch at that time. She reported her knee turned out and she heard an audible pop when she was originally injured. After evaluation and review of the MRI, he diagnosed an acute medial meniscal tear of the left knee, for which they discussed surgical intervention, on 8/12/22, Dr. Murray performed partial medial meniscectomy by surgical arthroscopy. The post-operative diagnosis was an acute medial meniscal tear. She followed up with him afterwards. On 10/24/22, he noted she had primary osteoarthritis of the left knee. Due to the significant medial meniscal root tear and arthritic change in that area, she's likely failing physical therapy. They then would need to pursue viscosupplementation and possible arthroplasty. He thought the pain and arthritic change in the medial joint are directly associated with her work injury, leading to the meniscal root tear and subsequent disabilities. New paragraph. She was then seen at the same group by Dr. Mariani on 11/11/22. He performed an exam as well as a review of the MRI and arthroscopic findings. On 12/16/22, Dr. Mariani performed left total knee arthroplasty using Stryker triathlon protocol. prosthesis. Grade the post-operative diagnosis was primary degenerative joint disease of the left knee. Pertie followed up with him post-operatively in conjunction with physical therapy. Period. As of 3/7/23, she felt able to resume her normal work duties. Period. Exam showed the incision was healing well. Period. Active motion is from 0 to 110 degrees. Period. X-rays showed satisfactory position of the knee prosthesis with no definite evidence of implant loosening or malalignment. Period. She was then released from care to return on an as-needed basis. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. She wore pants that she rolled up for visualization. Period. Inspection revealed a healed 5-inch longitudinal scar and portal scars about the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left knee motion was from 10 to 90 degrees of flexion without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the right knee, both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle test was 5/-5 for resisted left hamstring and quadricep strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. Knee maneuver is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She walked with Antalgia on the left, but did not use an assistive device for ambulation. Period. She changed position slowly and was able to squat to 45 degrees and rise. For the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 7/25/22, Monica Rivera slipped on water that was on the floor in the endoscopy room and twisted her left knee. Period. On 7/29/22, she presented to occupational medicine and was diagnosed with a sprain. Period. She was initiated on conservative care but remained symptomatic. Period. MRI was done on 7/30/22 to be inserted here. Period. She then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Murray. Period. He performed arthroscopic surgery on 8/12/22 to be inserted here. Period. Despite rehabilitation postoperatively, she remained symptomatic. Period. In paragraph, Dr. Mariani then took her to the operating room on 12/16/22 and performed left total knee arthroplasty. Period. This addressed primary degenerative joint disease of the left knee. Period. She had rehabilitation postoperatively and saw Dr. Mariani through 3/7/23. Period. At that time, she felt capable of returning to her regular job. Period. Cleared her to do so. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Rivera found there to be decreased range of motion about the left knee. Period. There was no tenderness palpation there, and provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She ambulated with Antalgia on the left, but did not use an assistive device for ambulation. Period. She changed position slowly and was able to squat to 45 degrees and rise. Period. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Scratch that. There is 15% permanent partial total disability referable to the statutory left leg. Period. I apportion 5% of this to pre-existing degenerative disease and the balance of 7.5 to the acute meniscal tear and aggravation of her underlying arthritis, culminating in arthroplasty. Period. End.